This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, January 27th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. It's our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number 5, of course, Russia and Ukraine. This week, Germany agreed to send its Leopard 2 main battle tank to Ukraine following the U.S. decision to send 31 of its M1 Abrams main battle tanks. This followed weeks of negotiating. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz had said they would not send the Leopard until we sent the Abrams. The Leopard, probably preferable in a European battle setting because there are more of them already on the ground there. Spare parts more available. They run on diesel, not jet fuel like the Abrams, but Germany wanting to make sure the U.S. had skin in this particular game. Russia, of course, is furious and says that this will take the conflict to a whole new level. And it took the Ukrainian government mere hours after Berlin and Washington agreed to send those tanks to start lobbying for fourth-generation fighter jets like the U.S. F-15 and F-16. Topic number 4, untested and experimental. That should have been the promise made to us by those who pushed the mRNA experimental serums on us over the last couple of years, but it wasn't. We were told safe and effective. And as we now know, thanks to the release of the Twitter files, anyone who dared question the official narrative was deplatformed at the direction of officials inside the White House. And not just the Biden administration, the Trump administration applied pressure as well. Social media giants like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube silenced dissent on behalf of the government. Now, this would be unconstitutional if the government did it directly, a violation of First Amendment rights. But when the government does it on the QT behind the scenes with plausible deniability, then it's the social media company just exercising its own discretion over its own platform, and that's not a constitutional violation. Except, of course, it is, because they were doing so under pressure from the government. Well, this week, an online magazine called IQFY, as I told you, published an article titled, "They Knew, Why Didn't the Unvaccinated Do More to Warn Us?" End quote. And I'll quote again from the piece, because this is just so unbelievable. You have to hear it to understand why this really triggered me. While well-intending citizens lined up, did the right thing, and received their COVID-19 vaccinations, now seeming to do more harm than good, their unvaccinated friends stood by and let them do it. Some of them had said too little. Some said nothing at all, even though they knew what we didn't. Our blood is now on their hands. The unvaccinated should, by any moral measuring stick, have done more to warn about the potential risks, to help us make informed decisions about our health, and they must now ask us for our forgiveness. End quote. Now, this is so over the top, I've been asked by some whether this was a parody. And you might think so. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it's hard to believe any rational thinking person could actually write this, but who knows? I mean, reality has become so bizarre, unreal over the last few years that it's hard to tell parody from reality anymore. I dug into the website at RQFY, describes itself as a magazine, a lifestyle magazine aimed at feminine folks, because in today's woke world, you can't actually say women anymore without offending somebody. Feminine folks, published as an offshoot of something called the Sunshine Initiative. So I went and looked at the Sunshine Initiative, which appears to be, describes itself anyway, as a grassroots organization. You can never tell when grassroots organizations are funded by somebody like, you know, George Soros anymore. Anyway, the Sunshine Initiative appears to promote small towns networking to strengthen their communities and revitalize them. And we're all about that. But they are based in New Hampshire, and it appears that small towns in New Hampshire are a little more liberal than small towns here in the Ozarks. Anyway, the bottom line is this, and I will repeat, as I did earlier this week, I said, look, we empathize with those of you who in good faith went and got vaccinated. Close members of my family got vaccinated, despite my concerns, my spoken concerns. Because who am I? What do I know? I'm not a medical expert. The guy on TV in the white coat is telling me it's safe and effective. We tried. It's not our fault. Topic number three, the quiet part out loud. In a related story this week, this just popped up Wednesday night, an undercover investigation from Project Veritas reportedly caught an unsuspecting official with Pfizer admitting suspicions about the origins of the COVID-19 virus, that it was created in a lab in Wuhan. Jordan Tristan Walker, allegedly Pfizer's director of research and development, strategic operations, and mRNA scientific planning, was apparently caught on an undercover recording device admitting that he and other Pfizer executives have brainstormed mutating the COVID-19 viruses in order to develop tailored vaccine to treat them. In other words, as the vaccines get out in the wild, boom, Pfizer's already got a vaccine for it. Wouldn't that be great if you're Pfizer? Not so much if you're getting one of the new vaccine or new viruses. Now, bear in mind, this doesn't mean that Pfizer is actually doing this, okay? Just that this guy, who is apparently an officer within the company, is saying that they were brainstorming the idea. But the very idea that they would even discuss this and not shoot it down by saying, look, this is highly immoral and unethical. Let's not even go there, is telling. It's jaw-dropping. It is shocking. It is a bombshell. It's probably not going to get any coverage by the corporate media, except maybe for Tucker Carlson. You'd have to ask this, though. Assuming that Dr. Walker is, in fact, a Pfizer employee, and Project Veritas has now published what it says are internal documents from Pfizer confirming that he is who they claim he is, you have to ask, how could Dr. Walker be so foolish as to admit something like this in public? Again, this is so over the top that there are people saying, I wonder, did Project Veritas get played by an actor who wants to make them look bad? Again, reality has become so bizarre, it's hard to tell anymore. But he does appear to be a Pfizer employee, and it's not outside the realm of possibility that this sort of thing was discussed internally at Pfizer. If it's legit, and it appears to be, wow is all you can say. Just wow. But not surprising. Remember, as the scriptures tell us, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Topic number two, liberty and, you know, the thing. Vice President Kamala Harris' version of the Declaration of Independence was somewhat unique. Caught this late in the week, but this actually goes back to Sunday when she spoke in an event commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, which made abortion a constitutional right until it was overturned correctly by the Supreme Court earlier this year. During her speech, Harris cited the Declaration of Independence, you know, that document back in 1776 that severed the ties of the 13 colonies to the Crown of England. The court, Harris said, and I quote, in citing the Declaration of Independence, quote, "We collectively believe and know America is a promise. It is a promise of freedom and liberty, not just some, but for all. We are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness," end quote. Did you notice what was missing there? I'm bearing in mind that this was at a pro-abortion event. The actual original document reads, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness," end quote. Can't say that at a pro-abortion event without looking really hypocritical. Just like you can't call men men and women women anymore. As I say, 21st century, when reality has become so twisted, it's indistinguishable from parody. Coming up, a Nordic carving class. Yes, a carving class based on traditional Nordic techniques is racist. But not for the reasons you think. That's next on the Friday Five.
Music, movies, lights, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone special offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. Also included in the Pat Boone special offer, the Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion three-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items sold separately hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone special offer, available now.
Item number one today on our list of things showing that we have fully entered into clown world, and another hat tip, by the way, to notthebee.com. You should follow their news feed for just a daily buffet of events that just make you go, wow, who are these people? The Fire Week Community Woodshop in Minneapolis offering a free class on spoon carving in March. Here's the announcement. BIPOC, which is Black, Indigenous, People of Color, students are encouraged to sign up to practice the basics of spoon carving. This class is sponsored by the Hennepin County Library, available as a free class for everyone 18 years of age or older. Okay, that seems pretty nice. I mean, it's open to everyone. Free class. Except that isn't how the original announcement read. You see, until Wednesday, this was how it read. The class is for folks identifying as people of color. Please do not register if you are a white-bodied person. Now, note that they use the phrase people of color, which still amazes me. How is this different from the politically incorrect phrase that it replaced? Just by adding a preposition makes it, you know, less offensive. Anyway, it says folks identifying as people of color. You don't even actually have to be melanated, just identify as one, first of all. But secondly, this class on Nordic spoon carving, a class rooted in the traditions of people of Northern European ancestry, was closed to people of European ancestry. Needless to say, even among the nice Swedish people of Minnesota, this attracted some backlash, after which the Hennepin County Library changed course, saying that the event posting was incorrect. It was incorrect only because people noticed. This is the world in which we live. Come quickly, Lord. Bless their pointy little heads. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. We shouldn't be surprised at any of this. Jesus told us these days were coming. It's still open for you to take advantage of 90 days access to 24 presentations and 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, including the 2 award winners, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. Get access to all of those. You can watch those in any order you choose and get 10% off. When you sign up now through February 4th, 10% off with the promo code DARKLASTCHANCE. Use that promo code DARKLASTCHANCE. You see it on the screen here, and you'll get 10% off when you sign up now at DefenderConference.com. Pat Boone is a man who needs no introduction. He has done it all. He has been a Bible teacher, a pastor, an actor, singer, an author, professional sports team owner, which I didn't know until recently. And he's got a new book out called If, about the most important question that you will ever answer. Don't miss these programs. He was a delight to talk with, and You'll see the programs now at skywatchtv.com. You can watch it on one of our network affiliates, the broadcast schedules at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can find it online, Skywatch TV channels on YouTube or Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, youtube.com/skywatchtv now. But the easiest thing to do is just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV or your mobile app, your mobile device that is, smartphone or tablet, whether iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We have apps for all of those. They're free, get you all of our video content. The mobile app has the added bonus of news updates 3 times a week, important news the mainstream media overlooks or hopes you overlook, and brings it right into your hands. It is free. Again, you'll find the link at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.